Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
Dan Lina joins us, folk singer. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Bob. Good to talk to you this morning.
Dan Lina has a song called How High the Water. We're going to hear that in a moment, which pays tribute to the people who have tried to rise above the floodwaters that hit them last year in our area. But let's talk about you. you're a folks. You live up, where do you live?
I'm a Johnstown fella. I live here in Fulton County.
And I was put on to your work by my friends, the Russos, Paul and Elizabeth, who I believe have heard you. And if you want to hear Dan Lina, you're often at a tavern, I believe it is, called Poor Jim's.
Yeah, that's my, I have a Tuesday night spot. And that's one of my weekly gigs that I've been doing for years. 7 p.m. on Tuesday nights up in Mayfield.
And on Route 30.
On Route 30 in Mayfield, that's right.
And poor is spelled P-O-U-R, right?
That's right.
In other words, the idea is that he pours, well, never mind. I guess
it's a wonderful tavern and restaurant. Great food.
Okay, so that's where you'll be on Tuesday. But how long have you been singing? I mean, can you tell us about your artistic life and maybe even your personal, I don't know, whatever.
Well, I've done a little bit of everything over the years, but I've always been a singer. I've always been interested in music since I was a little guy. And I kind of got myself through school with that interest, and after college I kind of stayed with it, and I always played in bands for years and years, and kind of decided that I started going to the coffee shops over in Saratoga back in the early 90s, and I realized that, you know, I've got a guitar sitting home, I think I could do that. And one thing led to another, and I became whatever it is I am today.
Would you call yourself a singer-songwriter?
That's my best description, I think, yeah. Singer first, songwriter probably a distant second.
Do you have a day job?
I am a singer-songwriter.
Really? That's your day
job? Absolutely. And very very fortunate and proud to have been able to do this for a number of years now.
Wow. I'm really impressed. For some reason, I thought you were a teacher or something like that, but no?
Well, like I said, I did a little bit of this and that over the years. I've been a substitute teacher, and I've worked for newspapers and this and that, and those were great summer jobs, and they helped get me through school, and I realized that this is really what I do, and I'm, like I said, very fortunate to have been able to make a living at it. And
How does that work?
Very lucky.
I mean, you must do more than Poor Jim's on Tuesday night.
Yeah, as I said, I've performed in bands well back into the 80s, and I've been doing it for a long time. My weekend job has always been a band of sorts, whether it be rock and roll or an oldies band or country music band. I've had a group called the Karg Brothers that I've been lucky enough to be part of. It's named after an old tannery here in Johnstown that was closed down about 2001. They closed the tannery, and the fellas that are in the group with me, they're all Johnstown guys, and we decided to take on the name and the mantle of the leather workers of Fulton County and carry that on. And that's been a great weekend job for over 10 years now. We enjoy it.
Mm. So you do these other, I hate to sound like I know I'm a musician, do these other gigs with, like a band, and then you do your own singing, on Tuesday nights, and I imagine other times that you can.
That's right. I have a couple of steady gigs that I've held for a number of years. One's right here in town is I do a Thursday night at Partners Pub on South William Street in Johnstown, and that's a 7 o'clock early evening, I guess you call those supper club gigs.
Sure, sure.
And I've done those for years. I've just, they try to get rid of me every week, but I just keep showing up.
Well, the other, I mean, this takes us far, kind of away from what we're going to talk about, but
right.
I've been doing this sort of series, or, we've talked to a number of entertainers, and I had on one of my friends recently who's a lounge singer and has been for years and had a band with his ex-wife and on a certain guy named Frankie Dale. But Frankie, even though it appears that's what he did for a living, because, he's out and about all the time performing, or was, back in the heyday, he always worked at GE. He always had a GE job,
Oh, yeah, yeah. it's as busy as you care to be with it. I guess you could say it that way. If you're fortunate enough to have good contacts, and this is, you know, I've done this since before the advent of Facebook and all these type of connective devices. I just a very old school, very low tech, word of mouth. I've been, just like I said before, very fortunate, very lucky to have people.
Well, it sounds like you're reliable too, which I, you know, from hanging around Frankie and other folks in the music business. I mean, people I know are reliable, but you know, they have a lot of, you know, you have a lot of difficulties with musicians sometimes, or you can, you know.
I think in general, I think people like things that are familiar and comfortable to a certain extent, and I think people are creatures of habit, and once they know that there's music at a certain place on a certain night, and they can kind of count on that, it's a very steady, comforting thing. I think that there's a place for live music. No matter what the economy is doing, I think there's always a place for live music.
Well, let's talk about this song we're going to play first. We're talking with singer-songwriter Dan Lina from Johnstown. I presume you write songs, you write them frequently? Or
I wouldn't say I'm very prolific, but I guess as the years have gone by, I've amassed a collection of songs. And they're mostly sentimental type of songs, and, you know, broken heart type music a little bit, and songs about this and that, usually matters of the heart. This song from this past year was a little bit different. Came from a different place.
How, and again, it's called How High the Water, and so when did you write it?
After the events of late last summer with the flooding and the hurricanes Irene and Lee, the weeks that followed, there was just a barrage of images on the nightly news every night. I learned about that pretty much the way everyone else did, from the news and the newspapers, and I didn't see the damage that firsthand for quite a long time. But because I had seen the images every night, and I realized that these, where certain natural disasters, people can kind of pick up the pieces and things are cleaned up and they move on and things are kind of put away and tucked in into your memory, this wasn't going away anytime soon. So it was kind of gnawing at me for a month or two there afterwards. And the song is just basically a small snapshot or a list of our local areas that were hit particularly hard by the flooding. And I kind of jotted those ideas down one morning, and I think by the end of the afternoon I had a song roughly sketched together in the vein of a Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald or a Gordon Lightfoot type of song. Or it's a heavy song. It's a serious subject. It's a heavy song. But I thought it important to somehow earmark those events. I just thought, for some reason, it just came to mind.
Dan Lina and How High the Water, Light FM 104.7, 1570 AM, WVTL.
Well, the end of the summer was heartache and pain. When the heavens came down with 2 weeks of rain, no one remembers the last hurricane, what inches of water can do. Well, the Labor Day weekend was covered in mud, and the Great Mohawk Valley all methane and sludge. Old Mother Nature is holding a grudge on the farms and the 6 o'clock news. How high the water, how high the moon, how high the water, what you going to do? Well, the worst of it came in the space one day. Windham and Tannersville half washed away. The thruway was closed up to 34A, and Vermont lost all her covered bridges. Then to Rotterdam Junction and in the stockade, both sides of the Hudson, the damage was grave. Even the hill towns could make no escape when rivers rose up out of ditches. How high the water, How high the moon, how high the water. What you gonna do? When the trees and the power lines started to fall, you could still see the watermarks high on the wall. The fond affair might not have opened at all, save for the work of a few. But the sun's gonna shine on Schoharie, my friend. They've seen this before and they'll see it again. From down by the crossing to the Gilboa Dam, and in Little Esperance too. How high the water, how high the moon, how high the water. What you gonna do? They'll build it all back up in some shape or form. Cause sometimes when tragedy, good things are born. Don't worry, honey, just a tropical storm. Famous last words of a fool. Yeah, she came and she left us that witchy Irene. And all that we cherish has drifted downstream. Wish I could say it was all a bad dream, but the sofa still sits in the pool. How high the water, how high the moon, how high the water. What you gonna do?
Dan Lina and How High the Water. Dan, Johnstown singer-songwriter, joins us right now on the morning show. If you have a question or a comment for Dan, we would welcome your call. Our number, 684-0123.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM, WVTL.
Now, Dan, you're going to go down to Schoharie County later this month?
That's right. Some friends of ours up in my Mayfield gig, we've put together it's not a very big event. It's just a let's bring our business to Schoharie Valley Day. We want to give relief, no matter how small a form, to the area, and show that it is still in our consciousness. We do still care that those folks are suffering. They're our neighbors, and we're going to go to the Parrot House on Main Street in Schoharie on Saturday, April 28th, the last Saturday of the month. Anytime in the afternoon, we'll probably get started around 1 p.m. I'm going to sing some music, and there's no cover, but of course, monetary donations for flood relief are appreciated.
I gather mainly from reading Eddie Munger's stories in the Gazette about Schoharie, that the Parrot House has become kind of a beacon down there. They were able to get open, or maybe they didn't even close maybe they weren't as damaged as maybe some of the other places, but they've really tried to keep things going down there.
Yes, I've heard the same thing, that they're great folks that manage the place, and they're very resilient, and they were able to get opened fairly quickly afterwards, and that's a good, as you said, a good beacon for the area, good meeting place.
Because, I mean, the first time I went down there after the flood is I went to do a book signing down the old stone fort, which was fine. You know, the old stone fort up on a hill didn't get flooded. And talking to some of the people, I mean, that's the way it was. I mean, somebody would be flooded out, but then up the hill or around the corners, they weren't, you know.
Right. Very sporadic, but so widespread.
Yep.
Also.
All through the area, yeah. And sitting up there in Johnstown, I mean, Johnstown really didn't have it that bad.
Honestly. Absolutely. We were somehow, through those storms, maybe just being a little higher ground, but we were somehow spared, what I say, spared a lot of what our neighbors still suffer. And so we were very fortunate up here in Fulton County, but we realized that, and I think, you know, the song kind of speaks for itself, but I mentioned, you know, places downriver, Rotterdam Junction and Stockade and on down, you know, both sides of the Hudson River. Little villages in the Schoharie Valley, Esperance, particularly hard hit. Those places didn't go unmentioned, I suppose, in the song for that reason. I wanted to show there were a lot of places to mention, a lot of damage to bring to people's attention, and there weren't just enough minutes in the song, type of thing, you know.
Mention them all, yeah. Dan Lina is with us on the morning show. He has another CD that he's put out called Baker's Dozen. Is that that's the title of it?
Strangely enough, yes, because there happen to be just over 12 songs on the CD.
All right.
And it's just a collection of songs that I've amassed over maybe a 10-year period, maybe 15, 20-year period. And I decided to put all the songs in one place. I had a couple of laying on a CD here, and a couple on an old cassette tape and on the shelf, and some very supportive friends of mine offered to help me get those songs recorded, just the way people would hear me sing them live, with just myself and the guitar. And so we just went right down through the list and sang one after the other, and that's what they sounded like that night, and that's pretty much what they sound like if you come to one of the gigs, I guess.
Yeah. Well, let me mention another thing before. I'd like to play the first track from Baker's Dozen. I started to listen to a little bit of it. I really didn't hear the whole thing, but I thought, oh, that's something that kind of appeals to me. And it's about
yes.
an old pavilion, you know, kind of reminded me of a song, maybe, I don't know if it is, but like it was about Caroga Lake or someplace like that. But
absolutely.
But as a person, you know, you write some of your own material, but when you play both your material and you cover other people's stuff, or is that not
Yeah,
how it works?
I suppose it'd be, you know, inaccurate to not say that you know, people like songs they know ultimately, so you're going to get asked for their favorites, and I have my favorites, and the folks that I'm out singing for, you're not really as versatile as a DJ with what I do. A DJ, I feel, is able to kind of reach into the computer and pull up any song. Then bands, on the other hand, kind of do their own thing. They do what they do, and they're kind of in that song list. And I'm being a solo act there, you got to be somewhere in between, I suppose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, I play requests for people.
Now, you mentioned the song How High the Water. You said you brought up Gordon Lightfoot, and, you know, kind of comparing this sort of like,
right.
you know, maybe his style or something like that, like the record.
Well, yeah, it's just the reason that it's a bit of a long folk song, and it discusses a tragic event, and it kind of is verse after verse, and it's a heavy, you know, it's a heavy song.
Now, would you have another singer in mind for the song we're going to play, which is called Pavilion?
That's a good question. I've never been asked that before. I never thought of that song for any one artist. I wrote that because it's a
so this is
our surrounding
you.
Area.
This is you then.
That song is one of my oldest songs, and I wrote it on a Sunday drive up to Pine Lake, New York, with my parents years ago. And I got home and got thinking about these old dance halls that they call pavilions, Pine Lake, Caroga Lake, up in the lakes here in Fulton County, and the places weren't what they were in their day, I suppose, is the nicest way to say it.
All right.
And it was a sad thought, but I realized that we went there as kids, and our parents went there as kids, and probably their parents too, and that's the theme of that song.
Pavilion, Dan Lina, Light FM 104.7, 1570 AM, WVTO.
A few miles up the road, there's a place we used to go, a little old pavilion by the lake. Summertime would come, we'd all go have some fun. We'd laugh and drink and dance and stay out late. We'd sit on the beach all day, and at night the bands would play rock and roll and country picking too. A dollar at the door, just like years before, when Mom and Dad put on their dancing shoes. If I ever make a million, I'll buy that old pavilion by the lake, and we'll have a place to go, just like the one we used to know. But the state, they raised the drinking age, forgot about the minimum wage. Government regulation took its toll. Weekends never seemed the same. The lake filled up with acid rain. All the folks would just as soon stay home. Lots of people cried when the owner up and died. A bigwig from the city bought the land, but he lost his clientele. Then the place just went to hell, so he put it up for sale, and there it stands. If I ever make a million, I'll buy that old pavilion by the lake, and we'll have a place to go, just like the one we used to know. If I ever make a million, I'll buy that old pavilion by the lake, and we'll have a place to go, just like the one we used to know. Yeah, we'll have a place to go, just like we did so long ago.